It's shaping up to be a pretty big week for lawmakers on Capitol Hill. They're facing substantial public pressure to tackle a series of hot-button issues. Washington is looking to get control of two parts of the financial universe today that have previously been out of contention. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Celeste.
The first thing they're talking about is the causes of last week's so-called flash crash during Thursday's training when the Dow lost almost 1,000 points within a matter of minutes. So what is the hearing expected to determine? The cause of it?
Well, if they can, I mean, I don't think they're going to determine the cause of it because still nobody knows the cause, and they're not going to figure it out between, you know, yesterday afternoon and this afternoon in the House Financial Services Committee. The chairman of the SEC and other federal regulatory officials from the Futures Trading Commission, along with officials from the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, come in to try, in the words of Aides, try to give a little bit of confidence to the market that at least they can have a handle on what they think happened and have a public discussion about this flash crash. The truth is nobody knows why it happened, and they want to have a public hearing just to try to inject some more confidence back into the markets. Of course, what was it, a 4% gain yesterday? Seems like they have their confidence back, but nobody likes volatility, so
right.
I think that's what this is about.
One thing they can be a little bit more specific about is this controversial amendment that's part of the financial regulation bill that would give Congress the power to audit the Fed.
Yes, now that's over in the Senate, and that is part of the financial regulatory bill, which Harry Reid, the majority leader, has said he wants to try to finish by the end of the week. We'll see if he gets there or not. But as we've all talked about before, Celeste, the Fed has always been kind of a murky sort of part of the financial world. This amendment, which is sponsored by Bernie Sanders of Vermont, looks like it could pass today, be the very first rays of sunlight pouring into the Fed, would give the Government Accountability Office the power, in fact, order them to audit the Fed, its lending activities, who it deals with, where it's spending its money, and what its monetary policies are. This would be the first time that's ever really been done in a lot of areas.
We'll see if they can do that. That's Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.